Trey, what we got next?
Other
old
business.
New or unfinished
other, other business.
Keep it straight. Okay.
I'll put my stuff up.
I'm ready.
I can hand this over to Mr. Burrell.
I'm going to ask Mr. Burrell. I'm going to hand this over to you if I could, please.
Well, about 737. Did that one get tabled? Or?
Yes.
Yeah, that got tabled. I'm sorry. Both of them did.
Till the next meeting.
Gotcha. Yeah, both of them got tabled.
Okay, that's what Jeff, that's what you were saying. You wanted to wait on that one. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, it had already been tabled, but that's why I hadn't.
Gotcha.
Excuse me a minute. I got to.
Okay, on 10716, you remember this was the one in, was the Prime Hook or?
Frog Kill Beach.
And there had been some testimony that there had been a sort of a family dispute that was in court and had been resolved, and part of the fallout was that this property was being moved. So you rendered your decision, and then there has been since that time a motion for rehearing because, or based upon the fact that subsequent to the hearing, Mr. Willard was given a copy of the settlement agreement from that court case, which said something about, may have addressed the need for the variances and so forth. We made sure that the applicants got a copy of it, and they also filed a response to that. So what you have is a settlement agreement which suggests that perhaps, try to find, I think it was paragraph 2. What was it, 4?
How about 3?
Is it 3? Find my letter. Okay, one of the paragraphs included a provision which stated the small cottage and the remaining deck of the small cottage shall meet the setback requirements of Sussex County, and that's the house that was moved. And Mr. Willard is suggesting that by virtue of that agreement, there should have been no consideration. The house shouldn't have been moved if it needed a variance anyway. Now, the response said, well, that why couldn't that include whatever setback was established by the Board of Adjustment after a hearing? My concern is that you're sort of being put in the position of having to interpret this settlement agreement, which was filed in, I guess, the Chancery Court.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not sure that's where we ought to be treading, to be honest with you. I'd have a hard time if I were sitting here telling you what that meant, and I think given that situation, it's just not that clear.
Right.
I think it's the kind of thing we ought to just steer clear of, and they can go to court and have that interpreted or enforced, whatever the case may be. But I'm not sure it necessarily affects your decision with respect to the variance.
Agree with that.
And I think, I think this board looked at the standard for granting a variance in that case, and I think based on what was presented that night, it met the standards.
Yeah, and what I'm saying is your decision based on the evidence that night is what should control in this case and not the
right.
Settlement agreement. I don't think it's worth reopening to.
Was that lady, she addressed the standards very well that night, well prepared.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we should stand on our decision.
And our decision, our first one.
Second.
So that means we deny this request for the rehearing, right?
Correct.
Okay, Mr. Mills. And I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we deny case number 10,716, their request for a rehearing. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. The request is denied. Madam Secretary, anything else?
No, sir.
Pick it on the now. Hearing nothing else? If there's no other business, we'll be open for adjournment.
So move.
Second? All opposed? Meeting's adjourned, subject to call.